Hey everybody, it's Jumpstart Time. I'm your host, Ray Reynolds. I'm so glad you're tuning in. Hey, I hope this Jumpstart encourages you, inspires you, challenges you, motivates you, and I hope it jumpstarts your day. I've been sharing with you all that I spent a few weeks in the hospital with a heart issue, and I wanted to do some podcast that addressed the heart. Today's title of the podcast is Heart of Gold. Heart of Gold. And I got the idea because when I went into the hospital, I saw the emergency room and the nurses and doctors working feverishly on so many people. I was in the emergency room for 9 hours. 9 hours the first time. I want to say 9 hours to 10 hours the second time. And I have to say, these people at Simi Valley Hospital were unbelievable. The nurses, the respiratory therapists, the ones who took my temperature and blood pressure, the doctors, they were so compassionate and considerate. They had hearts of gold. Hearts of gold. I can't imagine going to work every day, seeing death, sadness. Just sitting in that emergency room for 9 hours, I heard some of the most horrific things. I was surrounded by COVID patients. I was surrounded by accident victims. I even heard parents get arrested, or a parent get arrested for throwing their son down the stairs. It was horrific. And these nurses, doctors, and hospital workers were so amazing. They had hearts of gold. I mean, isn't that how we're supposed to be as Christians? Aren't we supposed to have hearts of gold? Aren't we supposed to go the extra mile for somebody? I was overwhelmed by text messages from friends and family who have hearts of gold. Just checking in. Can we do anything? Love you. Can we give you food? Can we get you food? What can we do? The response was overwhelming. Most of these people were my Christian brothers and sisters. And I have to tell you, if you think you don't need to go to church, you're a fool. I don't say that with any judgment. I say that because the people you meet, the people who you do life with, the people who you just go through years of fellowship and just doing life together. You're not going to meet those people. Well, you will, but not like it. It's not going to be like that at church. Church is a whole different ballgame because you go there, you share life, you worship together, you have the same belief system. Now, you guys know how I feel about church cliques and clubs, but I got to tell you, I was overly blessed by the hearts of gold of the people that I know that are in the churches that I lead at, the churches that I've served at, and just friends who are Christians all over, just sending me messages. Would people say that you have a heart of gold? Or would people say that you have a heart of selfishness and self-centeredness? Would people say that you have a heart of gold, or would people say that you're so into success and your job and you don't have time for others? What would your kids say about you? Would your kids say you have a heart of gold? Do they see that heart of gold in your daily life? I was so overwhelmed by people. You know, people can be overwhelming, and then people can overwhelm you. I know that doesn't make sense. People can overwhelm you with nastiness and cruelty and just snide, rude comments. And then people can overwhelm you with grace and goodness and love and mercy and just simple friendship, just simple kindness. I always think about what the Bible has to say about love. There's no question that if you have a heart of gold, you're a loving person. The Bible is clear in 1 Corinthians 13, I believe it is, where those are the love verses. And it says you can have all these different things. Oh, you can have faith that moves mountains. You can give to the poor. You can have all this stuff that people and assume are the great things. But if you don't have love, you're nothing. You can speak in all kinds of different languages. If you don't have love, if you don't have a heart of gold, you're nothing. Does your checking account indicate that you have a heart of gold? That's a big one. Because we can point fingers at who has a heart of gold and say, oh, no, they're selfish and stingy. They are in it for themselves. And yet, they give to charity. They give to their church. They give to people in need. And you don't even have a clue. And you aren't even concerned because you don't give to anybody. Do you have a heart of gold when it comes to your finances? Do you have a heart of gold when it comes to serving others? We live in a world that needs to see Jesus on a regular basis. Yes, we need to talk about Jesus. We need to share our story. We need to share our testimony. We need to share how Jesus changed our lives. But we can share all day long, and if our actions don't match up with what we do, we're nothing. Faith without works is dead. So do your actions display a heart of gold? It's a real interesting thing to see and hear people complain about others and yet not have the heart of gold to even give one dime to someone in need. Give one dime or serve somebody. When was the last time you served somebody or served an organization? How many homeless shelters are begging for help every Christmas and Thanksgiving and holidays and just all the time? They need help. They need money. Do you have a heart of gold? Do you have the heart of gold for the lost? Probably the biggest question. Or do you cower in fear, worrying about what people are going to think? Do you consider that once they take their final breath, they're either going to heaven or hell? And if you know that they're lost, if you know that they're an unbeliever, does it even matter to you? A person with a heart of gold is going to love that person enough to tell them the truth, not in a weird or spooky way, but in a way that's truthful, loving, kind, and gracious. We don't need to beat the Bible over people's head. People who have a heart of gold aren't beating the Bible over people's head. They're loving them. And they're getting, and love is what makes people talk about other things. Even with the Lord, it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance, not his wrath and judgment. So if it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance, don't you think it's having a heart of gold that's going to let people feel safe about talking to you about what they really feel, about where they are spiritually? I've had some of the most interesting conversations with people who are lost because they felt safe talking to me. Oh, I tell them the truth, but I don't tell it to them in a way that's going to make them feel condemned. They already feel condemned. They don't need to hear it from us. Do you have a heart of gold when it comes to your social media sites? Or are you quick to rip people down and tear them to shreds from the safety of your own computer? Oh, we've got a lot of courage when we're hiding behind our computer, don't we? We'll rip a pastor to shreds because he doesn't do or say what we think he should say. Do you have a heart of gold on your social media sites to be a light and to be an encourager and to uplift people? Friends, we need a heart of gold. I think God commands us to have a heart of gold. Love is the language of Jesus. God is love. We need to have a heart of gold, my friends. Think about where you can have a heart of gold in your giving and your serving and witnessing to the lost. Remember, my friends, we walk by faith and not by sight.